Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul Pretty from the Marion campus. So thankful that you've chosen to check things out today. Spend some time thinking about who God is and some time in prayer as well. We're going to start in Romans 10, verse 13. It says this, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." We get two really important things here. One is simplicity. The second is assurance. Anyone or everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. I think in this, it's so helpful to be reminded that the Apostle Paul is placing this within the context against what the Israelites thought they needed to do. If we go back to verse 3, it says, "For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." That's really the core central problem that Paul's addressing here. And when we look then at verse 13 in contrast to verse 3, we know that by everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, what Paul does not mean is that anybody who says the name of Jesus is saved. Rather, what he means and what he's speaking to is the simplicity of salvation in the sense that salvation comes through a true calling on, leaning on, trusting in the salvific work of Jesus in our place. We know from the rest of scriptures and the rest of the book of Romans that Paul here is saying a faith in, a trust in, a devotion to Jesus. And so there's the simplicity of the gospel in that we don't have to work our way to heaven. Heaven worked his way to us. The kingdom worked his way to us. Jesus worked his way to us. And so we have that simplicity of the gospel that we simply need to place our faith in him. It's not about the good works that we did, but the good works that he did in our place. And then comes the security, the promise for those who call on the name of the Lord, that is Jesus, the promise is, will be saved. So anyone who calls on the name, everyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. Saved from what? Separation from God. In this life, and in the next, we will be saved from the wrath of God against sin. We will be saved from so many incredible mistakes that we would otherwise make in this life. I mean, we're saved. We are saved. We are saved. We are saved. And I just don't want us to move past that reality that Jesus saves our souls and he saves our lives and he is it. And so I just want to remind us of that this morning, and I want to read verse 14, and then we're going to spend some time in prayer. And 14 says this, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" And so Paul goes on this logical argument. How can they call on someone if they have never in whom they have not believed? And so, okay, there's that reality. How can they believe if they have not heard? And then comes the problem, well, how can they hear unless someone is going to go and share the good news with them, which speaks to the critical importance, the critical role that we have to play in bringing the good news of the gospel to the world and to everyone. People can't believe it if they never hear it, and they can never hear it if people are never sent out to preach and to proclaim the good news. And then in 15, the Apostle Paul says, "And how are they to preach unless they are sent?" And so this week, as we consider generosity, as we consider, Lord, what would you have us give? What would you have me give? I want us to consider that reality, the simplicity and the assurance of the gospel. Everybody who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. But the reality is, if no one is sent, if no one is supported, if no one goes, so many people aren't going to hear the message of the gospel. And Paul is saying that, I think, pretty black and white here in verses 13 and 14. And so we need to just be reminded that God did not give this message of the reconciliation between us and him through faith in Christ. He didn't give the responsibility primarily for proclaiming that message to angelic beings. He did not give it to animals. He gave it to us. He bestowed upon the church the body of Christ, the responsibility to share the gospel. And so we need to be prayerful. How can we be generous in that? And how can we be the ones who step in to say, I'll go. Here I am, Lord, as Isaiah said, send me. And so with that in mind, I want to close this time with some just praying to the Lord and asking him to give us generous hearts and to give us courage into maybe stepping into a mission trip for the first time or stepping into maybe a calling of ministry on our lives that we've been maybe a little bit fearful or unsure or uncertain to step into. And so I do want to pray for us. And as always, I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast today. Lord, I ask that you would, by your Holy Spirit, work in us and how it is you desire us to be generous. Lord, that you would make a way for that to happen so that we can send, we can give, we can support those all around the world who are reaching people with the message that you have given, that anyone, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, who calls on the name of Jesus, will be saved. And so God, help us be generous, and Lord, also work in us taking next steps faithfully, boldly to say, I will go. Wherever you want me to go, Lord, I will go, trusting you're going before me, trusting you're going within me, trusting that you're going to save. And so God, we submit these things to you. We say thank you for the work that you have already done, and we say thank you in advance for the work that we believe you will do. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.